Facebook is in the news for two reasons this week. First of all, because the site and app went down yesterday for the second time in a week. Facebook is also in the news because as leaders meet at the UN this week, CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced the company plans to bring internet connections to refugee camps around the world. For more, let's get to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner is associate editor of social media at Recode. He's with us from San Francisco today. Kurt, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with these outages. What's going on with Facebook?
Well, Facebook doesn't say a lot about why Facebook goes down, but as you said, it has happened a few times in the last week, I think three times in the last month. The one thing I will say is I've been covering the company now for about 2.5 years, and this isn't super uncommon for Facebook. It does tend to go down from time to time. It often lasts less than an hour. Everyone freaks out. People go to Twitter. They complain. They make the same jokes over and over, and then voila, Facebook's back up and everyone kind of forgets about it. So I wouldn't look too much into it, but it has been interesting that it's happened now a few times in the same week. That is a little uncommon.
But when it goes out all around the world or just in certain pockets?
Not always. It tends to go out in certain pockets or certain features. So, for example, perhaps photos might not be working or comments might not be working for certain people in certain areas. You know, Facebook does have 1.5 billion users around the world.
Right.
So the thought of it going out for all those people, as far as I know, is very, very rare. Typically, it's in certain regions. And of course, if it happens here in the U.S., that's often when we hear about it the most because everyone, again, goes to Twitter and other things and complains about it.
And I guess 1.5 billion isn't quite enough for Mark Zuckerberg. He wants to add a few more. So he's got this plan to get Facebook or get the internet, including Facebook, into refugee camps. Tell us what he's trying to do.
So Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg in particular have been focused on an initiative called internet.org for the last few years. And essentially what they want to do is they want to provide wireless internet access to people all around the globe, especially people who are in emerging markets and third world countries where they don't have access to reliable Wi-Fi or even often, landlines where they can connect to the internet. And, Mark has phrased this as a personal mission of his and something that he sees as a basic human right, that everyone should have access to the internet. At the same time, it is also beneficial to Facebook because the more people who are online, the more people who can sign up for Facebook. And so I think people have seen this as, yes, it's a philanthropic and a noble effort by Mark and Facebook to bring internet access to everyone, although it can't also be overlooked that there are some obvious and strategic benefits to, Facebook getting people on the internet.
Yeah, I have to say, I recently read this book, The Circle, by Dave Eggers, which is a couple of years old now, but it really does make you mistrust anything that a tech company does. They say they're doing things for the right reasons, and then you wonder what they're getting out of it. And even Mark Zuckerberg, in this case, says it's not all altruism.
Yeah, and I've read that book as well, and it's for those people who live in Silicon Valley. I think that it can be an interesting read because you can draw a lot of parallels to what Facebook and Google and some of these other big tech companies are doing. But he has said this many times, and I truly believe that he thinks and believes that he's doing this for a lot of the right reasons. At the same time, again, I just don't think it's smart of anyone to believe that, Facebook wouldn't necessarily be putting all this time, resources, and effort into a project that doesn't also benefit the company, right? Well, and I don't think you can blame him for that. It's a way to use Facebook's reach and power to do something good for the world while also helping the business. I mean, that's just being a smart businessman, but I think that they are tied together.
And how does it compare to what the other big companies are doing to try to get internet into places in the world where it's not including refugee camps?
Mm-hmm. So I know that Google is another one that's made an effort here. They have what are called Android One phones, which are kind of cheaper devices. They've talked about zero rating plans, so essentially offering services to people who then wouldn't have to pay for the data charges that typically come with using those services. My understanding is that Google has really kind of scaled back its efforts or it's rethinking those efforts, especially because Facebook has run into some issues in India in particular with its internet.org plan, where people feel like Facebook is becoming a gatekeeper to the internet. So even though Facebook's providing free Wi-Fi, it's also choosing which services people can use. And a lot of people think that's unfair. And so I think right now there's a big issue between both Google and Facebook where they're trying to figure out how do we walk this line of being a service provider without stifling or limiting what people can do online. And so Google is a big player in this, but at the same time, I think they're trying to see what Facebook does and where Facebook stumbles so that they can avoid those kind of pitfalls. So we'll see maybe in the next year or so if Google re-energizes that race and kind of gets back into this.
That's Kurt Wagner, Associate Editor of Social Media at Recode, talking with us about Facebook's announcement to bring internet to refugee camps around the world. And also, we talked earlier about some of the big outages that Facebook has been seeing recently. Kurt, thank you so much, as always.
Of course. Thank you.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. We are on Facebook, Robin.
Yes,
and
are.
Twitter and
Facebook.com/HereAndNowRadio.
There you go.
Right? Yeah.
And on the web at HereAndNow.org. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.